Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Paulson and we're going to talk about an event coming up that's going to be yummy in a lot of ways. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon.
When I say yummy in a lot of ways, it does involve a lot of food. What are we talking about and when is it?
Well, Harvest Market is on November 19th, so it's the Monday before Thanksgiving, and it's from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Cass County Community Center.
And this is, I'm not sure, fifth year maybe that this has been held, fourth, fifth, somewhere
yes.
in there.
Yep,
yes. And so people seem excited in my past experience. They're excited when they come in the door because there's just a, it's kind of the atmosphere, I think, because it's before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think it's really a great way to kick off that Thanksgiving holiday and get people in the spirit and get all of the things that you need for your Thanksgiving meal to boot.
Now, you hear people, Emily, talk about, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to bake this many pies, I've got to do that, I don't have time to do all that. Well, this is part of the solution.
Yeah, you bet. We can, you need pies, breads, pastries, all that sort of stuff will be at this event, the Harvest Market. So some vendors do take pre-orders. So if you look through the vendor list and see somebody you are familiar with, you want to reach out to them, that's always a good idea. Or just come and get your cinnamon rolls, your pies, whatever you might need. But the awesome thing is you can also get all of your vegetables too.
Yes. You know, and I think people forget that there may be some greens. It kind of depends on the weather. But for a lot of people, if they have a high tunnel or something, there may be all those fresh greens. And I think people kind of forget that, oh, yeah, we might be able to make this the market. And, of course, squash. I mean, you got to have squash, right?
Oh, yeah. Squash, sweet potatoes, all that good traditional fare for Thanksgiving.
And like I say, who knows what else they'll have, because those seasons have certainly lengthened with all the producers that have options for producing things. So great opportunity to get those fresh, locally grown veggies.
You betcha.
Yeah. And we'd all say they taste better.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And they keep a lot longer. Now, we really don't want to keep them, but
right.
But if you have a few leftovers, they do keep longer, I think, than because they are so fresh. You don't have them in the market riding on a truck somewhere for several days or weeks or whatever. So really fresh is, can't beat that, can you, Emily?
Yeah, and that's a really good point, too, because a lot of these crops, like the sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, carrots, a lot of the crops that the producers are going to have this time of year are storage crops. So they're fresh now, but you can store them, for 2 or 3 months down the road and have locally grown produce well into the winter.
Yeah, good stuff. So, and you were mentioning cinnamon rolls. I think, we were talking about pies, that kind of thing, which we really expect. But I know people say, well, I'm having company and, there's breakfast time as well as the dinner time. And those cinnamon rolls are kind of high on their list.
Yeah, you betcha.
How many, right now, how many vendors do you have that have baked goods?
Ooh, that have baked goods. I think we have 5 or 6 vendors with baked goods.
And I know they have a variety. They always come with a variety of things. And as you say, if you want to order ahead, you might want to get that. So how can people get a list of the vendors?
It'll be up on the event page is on the Produce in the Park Facebook page. So you can go to the Produce in the Park Facebook page and there will be a list there. There's also in the newspaper and in the shoppers, there's a ad with the list of vendors on that. So those are 2 good places to go and look.
Okay. But mentioning vendors, now we have not quite a week until we're going to hold this. Is there still space for vendors if somebody wanted to?
Yeah, you bet. There is still space. Crafts, baked goods, produce, anything that is handmade or grown by you.
Okay. All has to be local. No shipping in from China or who knows
right.
where. If it's even allowed anymore. So sometimes, and usually we have some craft people, they're unique. It's not something you can go to the store and buy.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this market, is that with everything being handmade, you can get some truly unique Christmas presents. So it's a great time to start shopping for that, and you can really wow your friends and relatives on Christmas with something that they can't just go out and get for themselves.
You bet. And mentioning, it's sort of backtracking, but for those baked goods, you know, you could buy some extras and put them in the freezer.
You bet. Most of it freezes really well, and you'll be ready for Christmas.
Everything between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you can pull it out and entertain. So just a great time to do that. Emily, how do you go about getting vendors? I mean, kind of talk a little bit about the kinds of vendors and who they are.
Yeah, so a lot of our vendors are repeats that you'll recognize from last year, but we have some new ones as well. We just kind of watch, and when we find somebody that's making some really neat handmade stuff, we reach out to them and give them an invite. Or also anybody, if you out there are thinking, you know, I have this really awesome thing that I make or that I bake, definitely feel free to contact us. The chamber is collecting registration forms, so the Bailey or the other ladies down at the chamber can get you set up with that. We've got everything from vegetable vendors. We have some locally raised meats that'll be at the market. We've got handmade soaps, baked goods that we've talked a lot about. We've got, there'll be a lady there with scarves, some handmade jewelry, all sorts of things like that.
Okay, nice variety of things. Yeah. So we talked, I think we mentioned time, but let's mention time again.
Yes, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on November the 19th.
And that's over the evening meal hour or hours, and
yes,
you could get your evening meal.
Yeah, yep. The Doe's will be helping us out again this year, and they will be having a soup and sandwich meal that you can purchase and you can get for yourself and you can take home to your family as well. So we've got supper taken care of for you that night.
You bet. As you say, eat it there or take it home. They're prepared either way.
Yep.
And last year the Doe's helped us with a contest. Are they doing that again?
Yes, we are having a cupcake contest again, and it is fall flavors is the theme. So any cupcake, let's get creative. I know last year we had a lot of creative cupcakes, so this year the theme is fall flavors. So whatever that means to you. And I can't wait to see what.
I believe, because somebody is bound to ask something about a lot of those, some cupcakes and cakes have alcoholic beverages in them. Not allowed, right?
No, correct.
Just as a safety thing. And the other safety thing I think of, Emily, is if they have nuts in them, they probably need to know that. But do they have to bring their recipe?
Yes, I believe the recipe is required, so we would know that. Yeah. But that's a good thing to highlight or note, because there is allergies out there, mm-hmm. and we do sample the cupcakes.
Yeah, so it's not just the people who make them who get considered for prizes. Everybody
yeah.
gets a prize.
Yep.
Everybody gets a taste. So that was really fun, and I'm sure it will be again. So in terms of shopping, be sure to come at 3 if that's what works for you. But there'll still be a lot of things left, I'm sure, at 6.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so 3 to 7, and get your meal and buy your Christmas gifts and buy all those yummy things. So it's a good way to really get ready for the holidays. And Emily, you mentioned that there's meat. Talk about meat. I mean, we've got that opportunity for you to talk about meat.
Yeah, all right. So we do have 2 actually meat vendors, locally raised. At least one of them is pasture raised. So you'll be able to get beef, pork, and maybe some lamb as well at the event. And that's kind of a unique opportunity to actually be able to buy locally raised meat by the pound or by the package, as opposed to having to buy a whole animal. So
okay, very good. And can people order ahead on that also?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So again, check out that vendor list. And what about, we haven't talked about tasting samples. I think you'll have some of those.
Yes, I know at least a few of the vendors are planning on having samples. I think I have 4 or 5 of them listed here. I know for one, there'll be beef and noodles, and there'll be some jellies and syrups available for sampling. So come hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Just add that to your kind of your supper list
is doing
all the sampling as you go. And visiting with folks, as I said, people seem to be really excited when they come in, and it's fun to be there.
Yeah, it's a great time to connect with people before things get real crazy.
Yes. So Emily Paulson is the manager of the Harvest Market. So if you have any questions, you can get a hold of her. But you also said contact the chamber. They will have all that information. And I believe the extension office has most of that information. And I believe that's where the cupcake contest entries have to go.
Yes.
So just check out the information about all of that. So Emily, time and place.
November 19th, 3 to 7 p.m., Cass County Community Center.
Okay, we'll see you there having fun and getting ready for the holidays. Until next time, here's a thought. Your diet is a bank account. Good food is a good investment.